This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
So fresh and so green. This is your IGN review of Pikmin 4 by Jada Griffin. Ever since the original Pikmin sprouted up out of nowhere on the GameCube, this oddball strategy series has always held a special place in my heart. But when I played Pikmin 4, my heart grew two sizes that day. While the earliest hours started out slower than I would have liked, it reminded me of an onion, in the best kind of way, in that every layer I peeled back added more and more depth, eventually growing into the best version of the idea at the heart of it. Not all of it is as challenging as I'd have liked, but with twice as many enemy types and nearly four times the amount of hidden treasures I loved gathering in past games, along with its fantastic musical score, improved graphics, and next-level post-game content, I just couldn't put it down until finishing everything it had to offer. Right from the very start, there's a series first. While previous games have started fan-favorite heroes such as Olimar and Louie, Pikmin 4 allows you to customize your character's hair, body type, and suit color. Though it's not the most spectacular character creator next to something like Street Fighter VI, it's a nice touch as your color choices apply to your ship and everybody in your space crew as well. However, I spent far more time taking in the beautiful worlds of Pikmin 4 than checking out my own character. Pikmin 4 continues the series' tradition of playing as an alien the size of an ant exploring an Earth-like planet that is probably actually Earth. Charmingly, most of the treasures you end up collecting are named after their appearance, so Space Spinners and the Stone of Advancement are really just fidget spinners and a Game Boy Advance SP. Everything from the soil on the ground to the foliage everywhere on the maps is vibrant, and each location feels distinct. A simple garden filled with literally larger-than-life insects and flowers that tower over you is filled with objects like a broken potted plant that blocks a passage and a puddle in the dirt that becomes a small lake. A sandy beach reveals new paths to navigate and enemies to battle after the tide recedes, and a house with multiple sets of stairs becomes mountain-like until you find a way to create ramps so your tiny followers can recover the treasures hidden inside. One of the most immediately noticeable differences between Pikmin 4 and its predecessors is that here, there's no limit to the number of days you have to finish the story like in the original, nor is there any threat of running out of supplies like in Pikmin 3, making it more of a casual rescue mission than a race against the clock. This decision is especially great for newcomers because it removes the pressure or worry of doing something wrong and being punished for the rest of your playthrough. But I enjoyed it too because it allowed me to tackle objectives in any order I liked and fulfill my inner need to see that 100% completion on each stage. It's comparable to how Dead Rising removed its time limit in the fourth game in recognition of the fact that, more often than not, people play games to escape from the tension of impending deadlines that haunt us in school or work. Among the many things to keep track of in Pikmin 4 is a wonderful new companion, the two-legged little pup Ochi. He can carry you and your entire army of Pikmin on his back across obstacles like water, sniff out hidden items, and grant you the ability to jump to help you reach shortcuts and items like never before. His upgradable abilities gave me another reason to seek out crew members lost on the planet, because the reward for finding them is ability points that let you increase everything from his ability to carry heavy objects to improving his dig speeds. Those upgrades all felt impactful, though some, like having them fetch Pikmin for me, became obsolete once I unlocked the ability to summon them myself with the press of a button. You can control Ochi directly, but I found him more helpful as Pikmin 4's method of splitting up your party so you can tackle more objectives simultaneously. From the map screen, you can give him commands to find treasures, lost team members, and specific Pikmin types while you take care of tasks on the other side of the map. This leads me to a minor gripe about how co-op works in Pikmin 4. unlike Pikmin 2 or 3, where a second player could take control of another character and the two of you could split up to help reduce the time it took to find everything on a stage, Pikmin 4, instead, has your co-op partner play as a reticle floating around the screen that can throw pebbles to move objects or hit enemies as your character does his usual thing. I would consider it more of an assist mode like what we saw on Super Mario Galaxy rather than an actual co-op mode. That's a bit of a letdown for anyone wanting to play through with a friend or significant other like we did in the previous games, but I imagine it will be great for allowing kids to help out a parent or older sibling, or vice versa. Like the three wonderfully weird mainline games before it, Pikmin 4 has once again captured my heart with its charming creatures that fearlessly follow commands regardless of their own well-being. The difficulty leans a bit too much towards the easy side, but all new features like ability upgrades, a pair of new Pikmin, and our loyal sidekick Ochi add some variety to the traditional gameplay by offering options other than the grab-and-throw Pikmin formula of the past. Coupled with the largest number of enemies to battle, treasures to collect, and awesome post-game content that incorporates some great callbacks to the earlier games, I'm left with not just a positive outlook on Pikmin 4, but the direction the series is headed as a whole. Pikmin 4 receives an IGN score of 9. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Pikmin 4, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.